Now, I have to tell you why athletes are early warning system. Couch potatoes, by definition, are people who go to extraordinary efforts not to sweat. Right? They make every human effort not to sweat. They're changing the TV channels. Honey, bring in the popcorn. I'm changing the channels. Son, bring me the TV guide. I'm changing the channels. By contrast, athletes have the attitude, no pain, no gain. And they're out there sweating and working away, power training, strength training, running, and they sweat. Athletes, no matter age, they sweat more in 5 years than couch potatoes do in 70 years. And when you sweat, you don't just sweat out potassium and Gatorade. You sweat out all 60 essential minerals. If you sweat out all of your selenium and don't replace it by supplementation, you're at higher risk of getting a cardiomyopathy heart attack. You sweat out all of your copper and don't replace it by supplementation, you're at high risk of developing an aneurysm and dying suddenly of a ruptured aneurysm. You sweat out all of your chromium and vanadium and don't replace it by supplementation, you're at higher risk of getting diabetes. And if you sweat out all of your calcium and magnesium and boron and zinc and sulfur and other minerals that are required for cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, bone, you're going to get a joint and bone injury. What is the biggest single cause of an athlete's career being ended early? Joint and bone problems, right? And that's because they sweat out all the basic minerals that they need to maintain those parts of their body, and they don't supplement with them because doctors tell them that they can get everything they need by eating their four food groups. Well, what are the early warning systems for mineral deficiencies? We already told you about white, gray, or silver here for a copper deficiency. Liver spots or age spots on the back of your hand, side of your face, or neck, these things are caused by a selenium deficiency. And you know, again, about selenium deficiency. Then, of course, you have toe cramps, leg cramps. You can have hypertension. These things are all caused by a deficiency of calcium. And if you're an athlete at age 25 or 15 and you get a leg cramp, it's a calcium deficiency, your body's telling you, if you don't stop drinking those Pepsis and start supplementing with some calcium, by the time you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you're going to have arthritis and osteoporosis. But most people say, well, I got to get this high-priced trainer. I need somebody who can give me massage therapy because I have a cramp. And they don't go and take their supplements.